Second McVeil for a test, Mishnah Zion, Mitzacha shall that possum, shall yaitrim, who shall mitzvah ilonim. And chotis, an apron that is worn by those that work with tar, or an apron that is worn by potter, or an apron that is worn by those that prune trees. Any dirt on it would not be a chatitza. And since the apron is used for their work, it's inevitably going to get dirty anyway, so they are not machbit about the dirt. Since they are not machbit, they don't care that it's there. It is not a chatitza. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Avshel kayotzin, kayote behen. Rabbi Yehuda said, so too an apron that is worn by kayotzin, those that cut up figs and put them out to dry, that apron has the same din as the apron of the above-mentioned people. As an apron of kayasim also inevitably gets dirty, and therefore he doesn't mind that there's some dirt on it, so that dirt would not be a chatzitza. Zehaklal, this is a general rule when it comes to chatzitza. Ka machbid alav chotzeitz, v'sheino machbid alav, eino chotzeitz. Anytime you're machbid about the chatzitza, you don't want that thing to be on the baguette or on the kli, then it would be chotzeitz. But if you are not machbit on that dirt that's on the clay or the baguette, then it's not chayteh. And since you are not machbit and you don't care that it's there, it becomes bustle to the clay or the baguette. It becomes that this is part of the clay or the baguette, and therefore does not constitute a chatitza. And we spoke out previously that when do we say that if you're not machbit on the chatitza, that it would not be a chatitza? That's only if the chatitza is on a mi'at of the baguette or the clay. It doesn't cover half of the baguette or the clay. But once it covers half or more of the baguette or the kli, then it would be a chatitza, even if you're not machbit. As Rabbanim were geyser, a chatitza that covers most of the kli, it is considered a chatitza, even though you are not machbit. Second Mitzvot, Parak Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Yodos HaKelim, Sheikh Nisan Shalok Kedarka. Anytime the handle of a kli was inserted into the kli improperly, for example, on a slant, or Sheikh Nisan Kedarka, Velo Merka, or the handle was inserted in the proper way, but it was not inserted all the way. It was only partially inserted. Or if it was inserted all the way, but it broke in such a way that it no longer could be used. In all these cases, the handle of the kli is a chatitza. If the kli becomes tummy, you want to immerse the kli. The handle would be a chatitza. And since the handle is no longer considered part of the kli because it broke, or in the first two cases, it wasn't inserted properly, so it cannot be used as a handle, so it's not considered part of the kli. So therefore, it's a chatitza, as it stops the water from getting into the part of the kli that's right by the handle. So therefore, the handle would have to be taken out before you immerse this kli. Kli shehit bilu derech piv. Ki'ilu lo tummy. A kli that is tummy. And you immersed it by immersing it in the water with its mouth down, with the opening of the kli facing the water. It's not a good tefillah. It's as if you didn't immerse it at all. The reason being is since when you immerse it face down, the air gets into the kli and stops the water from touching every part of the inside of the kli would not be tar. The water from the mikveh had to come into contact with the entire kli. It's vilo kidarko, below ziboras. Achi atendo atzido. If you immerse a kli in the proper way, meaning you did not immerse it face down, as we just said, if you immerse the kli face down, it would not be a good tefillah. But you immersed it without the zivurus, without some part of the kli being immersed in it. For example, the handle did not get immersed along with the kli. This immersion would not be good unless you turn over the kli on its side and get the handle down in the water as well, as the entire kli has to get into the water. The handle or any other part of the kli also has to be immersed along with the kli. Kli shehutzar mikan umikan v'rachav mina emsa. A kli that is narrow on both ends and wide in the middle. Eino tar achi atendu atzido. When you immerse this kli in the mikveh, it would not become tar unless you immerse it by its side. As this kli, since it's narrow on the ends and wide in the middle, air gets into it and would stop the water from covering every part of the kli unless you put it in on its side. Lochesh piha shokia. A pitcher, that the mouth of the pitcher is bent in. Eino tahira achi nekvena mitzido. When this lochesh becomes tummy and you want to immerse it in the mikveh, it would not be tar unless you puncture it in its side. The reason being is since the mouth of the kli is bent in, the air would get into the kli and the water would not touch every part of the kli unless you puncture it on its side before you immerse it. Kamarin hediotos ena tahira achi nakvena mitzido. Kamarin is a kli that is used to hold ink. When hediotos write, hediotos are people that are not sofrim, and their kamarin also have the mouth that's bent in. This kamarin, when it becomes tame and you want to immerse it, would only become tar if you puncture it in its side. The Kamarin Shal Yosef, a coin, Haisa Nakuva, Bitsida. the comrade that belonged to Yosef HaKohen was punctured in his side. If Yosef HaKohen punctured his comrade in the side, that way, in case it becomes tummy, he could immerse it in the mikvah, and the water would touch every part of the kli.